Komiteen for et fritt Irak arrangerte den 29. november 2008 et seminar med titlen Irak etter Bush. Hovedinnleder var Avni Al-Kalemji fra Iraks patriotiske allianse. Det meste foregår på arabisk med engelsk oversettelse.
No question it's violent, but this report is one they put it out before. It was pretty well, the methodology was pretty well discredited. But I talked to people like General Casey, and of course the Iraqi government put out a statement talking about the report.
30,000, Mr. President, do you stand by your figure, 30,000?
I stand by the figure a lot of innocent people have lost their life. 600,000 or whatever they guessed at is just, it's not credible.
By 2006, our nationwide sample indicated that that number was up to about 650,000 deaths, above the normal death rate associated with the period of occupation in Iraq.
Shortly about the situation in Iraq.
ليس هناك في العراق ما يقال إنه هناك وضع قديم ووضع متوسط ووضع جديد. الوضع بالعراق هو منذ أن بدأ الاحتلال هو بدأ صراعا بين شعب عراقي ومحتل.
The situation in Iraq now is not like what they, how they describe it as an old situation and new situation. It is the same situation continuously since the occupation of Iraq at 2008.
وهذا الصراع عادة ما يدخل خلاله وأثناءه وخلال عمل آليته تدخل عناصر هنا وتخرج تدخل عناصر هنا وتخرج.
This war, continuous war since 2003, there are many factors that affect this war. Some factors have effect now, and some factors have effect before. And there are new factors will come every time. It is a continuous war, but with new factors every period.
وهذا يشمل أيضا حتى الحركة بالصراع بين القوى والأحزاب اللي تشكل سواء كانوا مع المحتل أو مع المقاومة.
And this goes also about all the parties involved in the situation in Iraq. All the parties, including the parties which are with the occupation and the parties with the resistance.
فعلى سبيل المثال لما نأتي على السلطة نأتي على جهة مسيطرة في البرلمان والحكومة تتراجع تدخل جهة وتخرج أخرى يدخلون مجموعة من النواب ويستقلون آخرين بس الاحتلال أو هذه السلطة نبقى نسميها إلى يوم التحرير نسميها سلطة احتلال.
If we talk about the authority, the authority which was appointed, as they say, it was elected in Iraq, we will see that there is a majority which control the parliament and the government, and there are faces being changed. Some come to the front, some faces go to the back, but it is the same parties, control parties, in this authority, and he said that we will continue call it the occupation authority in Iraq until the day of the liberation.
وكذلك في المقاومة أو الجهة اللي تكون ضد الاحتلال ممكن ينشط حزب ويخفض آخر تدخل مجموعة وتخرج أخرى لكنها تبقى مقاومة عراقية ضد المحتل.
Also on the resistance side, we called resistant. It will continue to be resistant. Some parties, some groups go in. Some parties, some groups go out. Some of them be very very active. Some of them be inactive for a period. But we will still call them all of them as resistance.
ضمن هذا الإطار إن كان صحيح ما أتحدث عنه ضمن هذا الإطار المقاومة. أوباما قال نحن سننسحب عندما أفوز بالانتخابات ننسحب في مدة أقصاها 16 شهر لحد هذه النقطة كلام ما عليه أي اعتراض صحيح.
Obama said that if I win the election, then we will draw out from Iraq in 16 months, maximum 16 months.
وحدد بهذا القرار أن يبدأ هذا الانسحاب بالمنتصف عام القادم وعلى وجه التحديد يبدأ في حزيران 2009.
And he said that the withdrawal will start in the middle of 2009, in June 2009.
وأيضا صحيح بالتصريح أنه ليس مهمتنا الأولى بالعراق وإنما مهمتنا الأولى في أفغانستان.
And he said that our prior mission is not in Iraq. Our priority is Afghanistan.
وهذا الانسحاب جزء من عنده أو جانب من عنده حتى يركز قواته في أفغانستان.
And the truth of behind this, what Obama said, that he wants to concentrate the American forces in Afghanistan, not in Iraq.
وهو بالحالة ما راح يقدر يركز لا بالعراق ولا بأفغانستان.
In both cases, he will not concentrate, not in Iraq, neither in Afghanistan.
القرار الباقي من عنده. الجزء الآخر من عنده أن عملية سحب القوات هي ستتم من المدن إلى القواعد العسكرية.
What not everybody knew is the rest of what Obama said that the beginning of the withdrawal will be from the Iraqi cities to the bases out of the Iraqi cities.
No, out of the Iraq, inside Iraq.
Inside, out of the Iraqi cities.
Yes.
Inside Iraq, yeah. But out of the Iraq cities, out of the major cities.
وهذه القواعد التي يتحدث عنها أوباما لازم نحكي عنها شوي صغيرة.
And those bases, we have to talk about those bases Obama talked about.
هذه القواعد هي 50 قاعدة عسكرية منها 14 قاعدة عملاقة.
Those bases are 50. 14 of them are major bases, huge bases.
كل قاعدة من عندها فيها من المعدات والأسلحة والمواد وكل ما يتعلق بالحرب في مسألة اللوجيستيك مالها متوفرة بحيث تتمكن أمريكا أن تخوض حربا ضد أي دولة بالعالم بما موجود لديها من إمكانات في هذه القواعد.
Those major 15 bases have enough weapons and ammunition that America can wage a war with the weapons and ammunition in those bases without to take from the United States.
ال 50 قاعدة ترتبط فيما بينها ب 145 موقع عسكري.
There is a net of connection between those major bases. Come on.
145.
There are a net of connection between those major bases with 145 strong point. Connect those major 14 bases.
عملية سحب القوات من المدن هو عمل أذكى من عمل بوش.
It is a clever movement to withdraw the forces from the major cities and put them in the bases.
الخلاف بين الحزب الديمقراطي والحزب الجمهوري هو ليس على مشروع الاحتلال، وإنما الخلاف حول إدارة المشروع.
The major difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in America is not about the occupation of Iraq. It is about how to manage this occupation in Iraq.
وهذا بالضبط مثل الخلاف اللي حدث بين كلينتون وبوش الأب.
And it is exactly the same difference between Bill Clinton and George Bush the father.
قبل الحرب وبعدها.
Before the war and after.
قبل الحرب من أسس الاحتلال العراق الحزب الديمقراطي وليس الحزب الجمهوري.
Before the war, the Democratic Party has made put the fundament for the occupation of Iraq.
وليس الحزب الجمهوري.
Not the Republican Party.
لأن قانون تحرير العراق.
Because the Iraqi Liberation Act.
صدر يوم 27 أو 28 أكتوبر 2002.
was agreed on 28th of October 2000.
إلى خارج المدن.
And he considered that Obama would be more clever than Bush if he pulled the American forces from the cities to the bases.
لأن الحزب الديمقراطي قبل أوباما ما يفوز، الحزب الديمقراطي ما هي وجهة نظر الحزب الديمقراطي وخلافه ويا بوش؟ الخلاف يتركز على نقطة واحدة، أن أنت تحمي المنطقة الخضراء، تحمي عملائنا، تحمي الحكومة بالدم الأمريكي. يا أخي اسحبهم جنودنا، خليهم بالقواعد، نقدم الدول دعم، يطلعوا من المنطقة الخضراء يقاتلوا المقاومة. ليش نحن نقاتل نيابة عنها؟ هذا هو جوهر الخلاف بين الحزبين.
The difference between the Democratic and the Republican about the Iraqi subject that the Democrats says to the Republican, we are protecting the green zone with the blood of our soldiers. We don't need to protect our people, the Iraqi authority in the green zone and other people in the green zone with the American blood. Let's pull out the soldiers out of the green zone. Put them in the bases, they will be better protected, and let those in the green zone get out of the green zone and fight for themselves. We don't need to fight for them. Iraq was the beginning of the American project. They want to control all over the world and build the American empire, and they started with Iraq. When the Iraqi resistance has fought against this project and almost destroyed this project, then they are fighting on behalf of all over the world, all the humanity, and they will stop the American project on behalf of the
Komiteen for et fritt Irak har siden 2004 drevet solidaritetsarbeid med det irakiske folkets motstandskamp. Vil du vite mer om komiteen? Se internettadressen www.frittirak.no.